microphone.
Oh, no, this is, yeah, you can.
You think so?
You project.
Good morning, guys.
Fletcher Cox, what's his status?
Questionable.
Is he going to make the flight?
He's gonna go. Still going to get a game time decision, work the guys out, just see where they're at, but list him as questionable.
What about Lane? Will he make the trip? Or
Lane's going to be out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wendell?
Questionable again, same thing, game time.
Coach, as you had more time to look at the Panthers, what does Christian McCaffrey bring to the Panthers they haven't had in years past?
Well, it's a guy that can move around, backfield, receiver. They're doing a lot of jet sweeps. They're doing some option stuff with him. Tremendous athlete, obviously. Much like what we saw, Kansas City, Tyreek Hill. And D'Anthony Thomas from those two gentlemen there in Kansas City. So they're doing a lot more of that with Christian, moving him around. And again, he's a smart, tough kid that can handle what they're doing. And he's doing it. He's doing it well.
You just got to be
just in your gaps, in your lanes. Your eyes can't wander on defense. You got to be disciplined in your assignments, and you got to read your keys. If a tackle goes down, that means one thing to a D end or a linebacker, and you just can't get caught flat footed, because if not, he can be around the edge.
How did Fletch feel today after practicing fully yesterday? It's the first time he'd done that. Was he all right after that?
Yeah, he seems to be okay. He's progressing. Again, we'll take it right up to the 90 minute, on game day, make that decision. But he is feeling better.
In bypass case, what gives you more confidence?
I think the fact that he's played, and he's played against some really good competition. Obviously, his first start last year against Kerrigan and Washington, and then, as the season progressed up in Seattle on the road, and even getting thrust in there a little bit last week, against a couple good pass rushers in Chandler Jones and players like that. So, just his. He's getting better, and he's played, and that's the biggest thing, for him. He's playing with a little confidence right now too, which also helps him.
It can sometimes affect a quarterback when he knows that his starting tackle is not out there. What do you tell Carson, from your experience, how do you handle that when the tackle is not out there?
Well, I think the biggest thing in Carson's case is the fact that Big V has played, and he's played in games and played in some big time games for us last year and even last week. So that gives your quarterback a lot of confidence going in. And then, of course, we can do things by scheme, tight ends, backs, things of that nature, receivers, whatever we need to do to help if we need to. But we don't have to change or alter the game plan because of it. And it gives the quarterback a lot of confidence going forward.
What would you with Ron Rivera? Out of Andy's coaching tree, as it were. And if you look at that tree, there's more guys even on the defensive side of the ball who have apprenticed under Andy, so to speak, than guys on the offensive side like you. What is it about Andy that has allowed that to happen? Does a recommendation from him come with like a gold seal of approval or something? Like what is it about apprenticing under him that allows so many guys?
I just think the one thing that he's done, and just personally in my case, is he allows his assistant coaches to grow within the system, within the offense or defense. So, obviously the defensive guys, back when they were under Jim Johnson, when they were here, have obviously flourished. And listen, it helps to have successful seasons too, and good offenses and good defenses. But I think, whether they've gone on to get other coordinator jobs or what, if they were a position coach, and just watching their careers over time and the success that they've had, obviously that's the biggest thing. He just allows you to work and to grow and further your career that way. And then listen, when you get an opportunity, in my case, being a quality control to a quarterback coach and then eventually his offensive coordinator, when you get those opportunities, it's just much like a player. You make the most of them and you do what you can to be successful In Ron's case, obviously, he's been very successful as a head football coach. They were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago and done a nice job.
Is that development, when you're within it, easy to pick up on in somebody else? Like, guys you might have coached with, or when you were a player, played for or could observe with Andy? Like, could you see, guys taking those steps forward and developing as you?
You can. And when you're around, you know, either a former player or a position coach coordinator, you get that feel, you get that sense that this guy could be a good head coach. This guy will be a head coach, or you know, could be a good, if he's a position coach, could be a coordinator in the National Football League, and you do sense that. And it's the work habits, the study habits, the preparation, how well your guys, if you're a position coach, how well those guys play on Sundays, is all a big factor in you know, becoming the next head coach somewhere.
Did you see that in Ron and the brief time you were together? I know.
Yeah, it was so long ago when I was a player. It's a little bit hard. You know, I was here, obviously. You know, Brad Childress was my quarterback coach, and then he went on to become a head coach. Pat Shermer was a tight end coach on offense. And you saw in both of those guys, you know, the work ethic, the study, the preparation, the creative thinking, the out-of-box thinkers that obviously put them in positions to be successful and eventually become head coaches. Marty Morningwig was another one who was a quality control coach in Green Bay, then became quarterback coach, coordinator in San Fran, and they got an opportunity to be a head coach. So you can see it in guys.
Doug, what was your expectation going into the year with Patrick Robinson? And how about the way that he's been so productive for you guys for the first 5 weeks?
Yeah, Patrick's really he's really come on, and you know, when we picked him up in the in the offseason and brought him in, one, it just added depth to our roster at the position. We had some young guys, you know, at the time, and this was kind of before the draft too. But his versatility right now, being able to play the nickel spot and also bounce out and play corner, which he did, you know, in the second half of the game last week, I think is just a lot of value on defense. And he's a smart guy, a veteran player who knows how to play and understands the game. And he seems to be in the right spot right now. He feels comfortable in his role and has been a big, big asset to the defense.
He looked like a little bit over the summer at times he was struggling. Just was there a moment specifically in the summer or before the start of the season where you knew you were going to get a little bit more out of him?
You know, I think any player, whether it's a rookie or a veteran that goes to a new football team, there's a curve. There's a catch-up curve to just understanding the scheme and the terminology. And I think that the more reps that a player gets, and you know, in particularly his case, the better you become. And obviously, as a veteran, I think you can pick that stuff up faster, which he has. So there probably wasn't a moment in time other than just him getting rep after rep after rep at the position.
Doug, so much is made during the week about it's a short week, you know, how much preparation time for the players to heal. When you get to tomorrow at 8:30, for the coaches, the players, that kind of out the window, it's out of your minds at that point?
It totally is. It totally is. And that's got to be the focus, you know, going forward, because both teams are in the same situation, obviously. And, you know, it's the ones that can kind of overcome that. You know, we know guys are going to be sore. You know, it's a Thursday, and guys are really starting to feel a little better by Thursday. But we got a game. And, you know, it's a tribute really to the players to how well they can get themselves ready, more mentally, because they know physically they're going to be a little beat up.
You've been on the defensive line. I mean, it's been almost three games since Fletcher Cox has really contributed because of the injury. Does that kind of surprise you how well they played and how are they getting it done? Is everybody doing a little bit more?
They're just taking it upon themselves. I did challenge the D-line last week. You know, we got to generate some pass rush and they were able to do that, you know, last week and create some edges. And you know, it just boils down to each man just doing his job, his assignment, you know. And whether you know, your top pass rusher's there or not, you got to figure out ways. And you know, with Jim and Chris Wilson, they are utilizing, you know, stunt games and line games and things that create some edges for the D lineman to get to the quarterback.
As far as that, Chris Long, Destiny, and Bo Allen.
Yeah, those guys are, again, doing well. They're going to be questionable again for the game.
Doug, what will be the approach at left guard? Will be the reps continue the same way, or will you, is there
going to
be
we're going a little more with Wiz at that spot, although Chance will continue to play and get some valuable time during the game.
Two more, please. Doug, how have you, just kind of talk about the mental part of it, what have you seen from the players this week?
I've seen really good focus, you know, coming in, obviously, on a half a day's rest on Monday, had a really good walkthrough type workout Monday afternoon, and then again today or yesterday. The way they moved around yesterday, even though they were extremely sore, it just their focus and attention to detail has been extremely high this week. The energy level's been there, and listen, this has been, it's been a successful couple of games for us, and you can ride that emotion as well. So all that's a positive going into a short week.
You've been through this Thursday thing a bunch of times as a coach. What is there anything you've picked up that's really important in addressing, having to play this quickly? Is there anything crucial?
I quite honestly, having been on both sides as a player and obviously as a coach now, is it's all about the players. It's making sure that, from a scheme standpoint, offensively and defensively, you can't do a lot of scheming. It's I don't want to say it's a preseason type mentality, but you have a short couple of days and you can't, prepare and do the things like you would on a normal week. But it's about the players and how healthy and rested can I get the players with only a couple days before we, and then we got to travel. We got to get on a plane later today and travel and making sure that they're doing and I'm doing everything in their behalf to make sure they're fresh for Thursday night. Thanks, guys.